This is a selection of poems written since the early 1940s. The first one is called Lines on a Young Lady's Photograph Album. At last you yielded up the album, which, once open, sent me distracted. All your ages, matte and glossy on the thick black pages. Too much confectionery, too rich. I choke on such nutritious images. My swivel eye hungers from pose to pose, in pigtails clutching a reluctant cat, or furred yourself, a sweet girl graduate, or lifting a heavy-headed rose beneath a trellis, or in a Trilby hat, faintly disturbing that in several ways. From every side you strike at my control, not least through these disquieting chaps who loll at ease about your earlier days. Not quite your class, I'd say, dear, on the whole. But oh, photography, as no art is, faithful and disappointing, that records dull days as dull, and hold its smiles as frauds, and will not censor blemishes like washing lines and hall's distemper boards, but shows the cat as disinclined, and shades a chin as doubled when it is. What grace your candor thus confers upon her face, how overwhelmingly persuades that this is a real girl in a real place, in every sense empirically true. Or is it just the past, those flowers, that gate, these misty parks and motors, lacerate simply by being over? You contract my heart by looking out of date. Yes, true, but in the end, surely, we cry not only at exclusion, but because it leaves us free to cry. We know what was won't call on us to justify our grief, however hard we yowl across the gap from eye to page. So, I am left to mourn, without a chance of consequence, you, balanced on a bike against a fence, to wonder if you'd spot the theft of this one of you, bathing, to condense, in short, a past that no one now can share, no matter whose your future. Calm and dry, it holds you like a heaven, and you lie invariably lovely there, smaller and clearer as the years go by.